Welcome to Front Row Geeks.
With that introduction, welcome all you listeners to FRG Weekly Episode 1, where I'm going to attempt beyond all reason and hope that we're going to do a podcast every week now.
You shouldn't have invited me.
Yeah, because that's a bad idea. Right there. Already gone.
Joining us tonight is, of course, yours truly, Eddie Espinoza, Ram Havex, the Red Baron. Thank you, everybody. Hold your applause. Thank you.
I'm holding. Yeah, okay, holding. Anyway. I am Joshua Heffley, Deadly Sodium.
And I'm William Barkley, Kage Palazzo.
Kage Palazzo! I love that name, by the way.
It's a good name.
It's a good name.
Where does it come from?
Basically, the Kage part is part of like Japanese for warrior. Because my original avatar used to be the fighter icon from Final Fantasy 1. That's my favorite character.
Is that what Kage means?
Fighter?
Because yeah.
It means warrior.
The only reference I have to the word Kage is whenever they use it in Naruto.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I didn't bother ever to find out what that means.
Yeah, it means warrior. And and then, of course, Palazzo is the last name of my favorite villain in the Final Fantasy series, which is Kefka Palazzo from Final Fantasy VI.
Oh!
Yeah.
Or 3 from the SNES era.
It had to be Kefka.
Kefka
is so awesome. He's my
favorite.
He is
the best.
He is my favorite villain, too.
And that's and so when I started playing Final Fantasy XIV... I combined the two because my original Final Fantasy XI character, which I used for many, many years, his name was Fighter Kage, which basically meant Fighter Warrior, which was kind of stupid, but I was like 18 at the time.
You read Apia Theater then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, see?
Absolutely. Fighter McFighter. Fighter McWarrior. As a matter of fact, that's exactly why I did that. So
it's pretty great.
It's pretty good stuff. So, and then of course, when I played Final Fantasy XIV, I said I'll take Kage, and then I'll take Palazzo. Boom, because you make first and last names in that game.
Boom.
So boom, and then that was when that was born, and I'm like, I like this. I'm going to keep it. There we go.
Nice.
That was a lot longer explanation.
Heffley, and I should mention now, since now people are going to be hearing us every week, that I call you Heffley, and I don't know how to call you anything else, but that is your last name, not your first name.
Yes.
Not a nickname. I call you Heffley because I just do, I guess.
Yes.
So, Josh Heffley, where does your name come from?
Deadly Sodium.
Where does that come from?
Sodium.
Well, my mom and dad named me Deadly.
Yeah, you know.
And I like salt.
Well, Deadly Sodium came from high school when we were sitting there. It was in chemistry class, and we were all sitting there doing like a test or something or a quiz, and then all of a sudden. Our teacher actually pulled out, like, at the beginning of the class, pulled out a thing of sodium out of, like, a little jar and everything, put it in the middle of this petri dish of water and everything, and just kind of let it sit there as all the oil dripped off of it and everything. So, like, in the middle of our exam, all the oil dripped off, and the thing ignited and caught on fire. And we're just like, oh!
Chemistry is so much fun.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of the alkali metals, they catch on fire during in water.
Yeah.
So I just took that and because I thought it was funny that we ingest something every day that is poisonous. Or actually, rather, we took two substances that were poisonous to us, sodium and chlorine, and then combined them together to form salt, and we ingest it every day.
Aliens must look at us and go, those don't fucking mess with those guys.
Yeah,
they ingest poisons.
So
for fun.
That name has come around.
For fun.
And it's actually been such a truly unique nickname. I've still used it to this day. And anything that I sign up for, nobody uses it. It's just me. I'm the only Deadly Sodium.
Which is nice when you can find a name like that.
Exactly.
Which I imagine yours, you.
I don't think there's many people with mine. At least not from what I checked.
Now,
we're Eddie.
Well, Well, I was going to say that, okay, so Baron 5X is the screen name I use everywhere.
Yes.
The Red Baron being its own thing, but Baron 5X is special because I derived that from the Red Baron, which is what I called myself because my favorite color is red. That's all I needed to use that name. And that's not the other guys using it.
Yeah.
So it was open. So, but I needed a good screen name because Baron isn't a good enough screen name in anything.
That's the first one taken.
Yeah, it's probably the first one taken. So I added 5. But then that just like, you know what? It just doesn't look right, Baron 5. That's stupid. So I literally added the X at the end for pure cosmetic purposes.
Baron 5.
And boom, scream name. Boom. That up to this point, I've only once did I ever have a problem on any website using that as my screen name. I can't remember what that website was.
Hmm. Probably something that you signed up for earlier and you forgot about it.
Maybe. Yeah. It could be that
that's
too.
That's happened to me too. I've signed up for websites and it's just all of a sudden, oh, Deadly Sodium is already in use. Like, impossible. What? What? Impossible. Then I look it up, like, forgot your password, and I send it to my email address. It's like, oh, yeah, here's your password. Okay.
I can't remember if in this one web, and I don't even remember what the website is. I can't remember if I actually tried that or I gave up or something.
You should put in your password. Put in all of your passwords.
I had like 3 passwords and it didn't work.
Only 3?
Yeah, I'm pretty bad. So if you know one of them, you probably know the rest of them. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. Okay. Noted.
I do a random slew of numbers that I have no idea how I remember. Numbers and letters that I just like, and it's done. And I'm like,
how do I get back in?
I don't see if this works.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, that's every single one of my passwords. I choose a different password for every single website that I have no idea how I remember them all.
So, more than just talking about ourselves, which we'll definitely do in this podcast, sure, because we love that, right?
We
right,
do, guys? Yeah, I love talking about myself.
The other thing
I like hearing myself talk about myself.
Oh, yeah.
Do you listen to your own podcast?
Yeah, I only listen to my own podcast.
That's the only podcast I listen to is my podcast.
Well, it's a good thing we're doing your weekly. We'll get one more listener every week.
I know, right?
Okay, so.
I've subscribed. I haven't listened to anybody else's podcast.
Thank you. Please subscribe, by the way. Hit the subscribe button, or if you have one, just hit it, or whatever you need to do. Just do it.
Just subscribe. Yeah.
Just subscribe, please.
So besides talking about ourselves, we're also, this FRG Weekly is going to be dedicated, mostly, to making sure that we talk about what's going on around us.
And just looking at the sheet of paper that we have for notes, we're obviously going to talk about robots with giant dicks.
You put that on there. I want that clear.
I want that very clear. After the fact that we started setting up, you drew that on the paper.
That was your contribution to our show sheet.
Was a robot with
which Kage, yeah, William, is more than what you did.
That's true.
Shaming now.
Oh, okay. Oh. I see.
He at least what is your topic for today?
What is my topic for today? I'm being here.
Yeah! Yeah! No, wait! You know what?
No,
you can't get started.
I like it.
Yeah.
You can't get started because I'm gonna lead you with something here.
Oh, okay, good. Then I'll lead, or you lead. You lead, and I follow.
You mentioned a Earthbound Mother conference that happened in town like weeks ago.
Yes.
And why weren't we there? I have no idea.
I don't know why we weren't there. Tell me about those games. Huh? Yeah, it was. Yeah, it totally happened. It happened at the Hilton last weekend. Basically, for all day Saturday and Sunday, it was basically an Earthbound / Mother convention. If you're overseas, that took place on the Hilton that was on the east side of Tucson. And the reason why they had the first ever American Earthbound / Mother only convention here is because Tucson is actually represented in that game.
Really?
Tucson?
I don't remember that.
Tucson.
What?
Yes. You start in, if you play Earthbound, the first town you start in is Own It, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's the second town you go to?
I don't know.
Tucson.
What?
I didn't know that.
But it's spelled Tucson.
Yeah.
Yes! You haven't? Really?
No.
I don't remember that. Well, it's been a long time.
This is why we have this.
This is why, exactly.
Because now we know.
Now you know.
And now you know.
Now, yeah, now everyone else knows.
Whoever listens.
Oh, yeah. But there was it's exactly the reason why they had it here.
Wow, the real city of On It must have awesome parties.
I swear, man. I wish we were invited to them, man, because that was fun. But
okay. So, yeah, keep going.
So, yeah, but basically, it was just basically like a minor convention. I actually knew someone that went, so I had pretty much a lot of the cool details of that. So that, like, people dressed up, of course.
Oh yeah.
They actually got everyone when you signed up at the registration booth, they asked, what is your name? Okay, you write down your name. What is your cell phone number so we can send you text messages? And I'll get to that later. And they said, what is your favorite food? What is your favorite? Basically, what you had to do in Earthbound.
Yeah.
So right. So they would.
I've never played the game. I should probably say. I apologize. I've seen videos about it. I've studied it, dear. But I've never gotten behind it.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
The last game
we sure as hell can't stream that.
Oh, why?
Because isn't it just like too long? Isn't it an RPG?
It's an RPG. That's why.
The last old school RPG I played was Phantasy Star.
Do 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 do.
And my dogs went.
Now, did you? Is it the Phantasy Star on the Master System, or did you play it on the Sega Genesis?
Oh, I played it on it was the Sega Genesis collection.
So it was probably 2 on the PS3. Or 3 or 4, because those were the 3 that were on Genesis.
No, it was the first one.
So you did
it
play
was the Genesis collection.
The Genesis collection, even though it was on the Master System?
No, it was on the Genesis collection for the PS3.
Right.
You have to unlock it.
Oh.
So I unlocked it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good game, though.
You unlock it by playing Sonic.
How'd that work?
I have no idea. But either way, I unlocked the first Phantasy Star, and the weird creatures with the scythes, I can't remember what they're called.
That's been forever since I've
played it. Yeah, no, but they're the weird creatures with the scythes, and they come out and they make this weird noise, and it was driving my dogs nuts. Yeah. And my dogs are like, oh my god, like, this TV is like fucking with me. Ah!
Possessed!
Yeah. No, it was nuts. Like, the dog started going freaking crazy.
I would have to say, with the exception of Ultima, I would have to say that Phantasy Star was the first RPG that was released over the States that allowed you to travel to different planets.
Yeah.
Because it was basically Phantasy Star takes place in a star system.
Yeah.
And you just travel between. It was really cool.
I couldn't get that far in the game.
Really?
Because the game is incredibly difficult.
It is. It is extremely difficult.
Yeah, like I thought Legend of Legaia, which is one of the streams
of Friday Night Redemption.
Yeah. I thought Legend of Legaia was a difficult game because
you played that game before?
I loved that game.
I had never
played
seen the game.
I played like the first like half of that game and then I had to return it to a friend.
It's a good game. But I remember playing through it when I was in high school, like freshman, sophomore year, and I played through. Yeah, it was when it came through, and I remember playing it and everything. And I was just like, "This is an incredibly difficult game. Mm. I have to right before you go into each town, you have to literally sit there for an hour and a half at the beginning of each town and dungeon crawl or whatever they call
it. Yeah, dungeon crawl.
Yeah."
Just so that you can gather abilities and stuff.
Yeah, just so you can get to the level that you need to go into the town.
Right.
And then you're just like, oh my god. And then you go into the town and get raped anyway.
So what else was at the conference?
So basically they had the world's number one Earthbound fan, and I forgot his name, please forgive me. But
it's a good name.
But it's a good name. It's a good name. I wouldn't give that to my son or anything. But he was there, and a lot of the display gallery things that they were showing off, a majority of it was his. So they were basically renting it just for people to see, and say, hey, there's this. There was a lot of people from Tucson who are doing their own, YouTube, Twitch, online entertainment. There was a few of them there, groups, which again, I'm like wondering, weren't we there?
But opportunities.
Opportunity missed.
We'll
get it next time. But they had the Hilton was really open to what they wanted to do. So they had a Smash tournament there. The winner of that tournament got a NES Amiibo.
Nice.
My friend made it to the semifinals but lost, unfortunately. So he tried. He was playing a NES character, but he got killed by King DDD. But they actually had a guy there as Pokey, who just went around and just tried to make fun of everyone. But at the same time, everybody made fun of him because he was Pokey.
Yeah,
it was really funny. And then you would get texts from the lead group event coordinator to tell people what certain things are, but it would be in the Earthbound ish type of text. And then they had an intro from one of the Earthbound creators from Japan, who actually made an opening video to start the ceremonies off. So it was huge.
Wow!
It was a really big, huge event for American. You know, they had people from New York, Canada, Florida. So it was
a lot bigger than I was thinking.
Absolutely, and, yeah.
We really should have been there.
We really should have been there.
I was busy.
I'm kicking myself. Yeah, we were all busy, but I'm still kind of kicking myself.
We need a publicist. That's what I was listening to after that. I was like, we need someone to kick our ass and to go on these things.
To go to those things, exactly. But and they had a restaurant where they, and I should bring that one time, and we should put it like on whatever we have, like an Instagram. But they had a menu.
Oh.
They actually had a menu. When they had all, and it was all Earthbound food type related items, and they had HP next, how much HP they would grant you. The prices awesome. Would be in the description, but on the side where the prices normally would be how
that's
much HP.
Fantastic.
It was, the Hilton did this also, so the Hilton was extremely open
to this Hilton's whole thing. Awesome.
Yeah, they are.
Hilton's great. I love them.
So, yeah. So, and then, of course, it was a two-day event. They had a charity run where they had an arcade machine that had both Earthbound and Earthbound Beginnings, which is technically Mother 1, which wasn't released to the States.
An arcade machine?
It was housed in an arcade machine.
Oh.
So I'm assuming that it was probably emulation-based for the two games. But they had a huge run. And when I was watching this on Sunday night, but they got up to the point where someone pledged about $3,000. But, you know, these were pledges that were going on from people that when you pledge, you still pay for it, but, you know.
Damn.
So they were raising money, doing the good stuff, you know. And they had live bands there, you know, playing music from the...
Oh,
what are we doing here?
What are you doing? No. You're doing this wrong.
What?
You're doing it wrong.
Why?
Haven't you ever heard of selfies?
No. What the fuck is that?
What the hell? All right,
let me sign into Instagram.
Fine, go ahead.
All right, and I will post it as... How do I sign out of Instagram?
And that is how we will call this selfie. How do I sign out of Instagram?
Damn it, Instagram, you... All right.
So basically, that was the Earthbound Convention, a two-day event here in Tucson, strictly for Tucson. It was extremely successful, a huge turnout, lots of people cosplaying their favorite Earthbound people. So it was amazing.
That's awesome.
It was great. It was a good thing to have.
See, that's the kind of stuff that we need to, first off, know more about.
You know,
second of all, go to them. And third of all, get it out to the people.
Absolutely.
We need more lighting in here in order to take a proper Instagram selfie. But you know what?
It's sexy. It's mood lighting.
It's fine. Yeah, there we go. Turn that lamp on behind you.
I can't see. I'm trying to take an Instagram photo for our Instagram page, but
this
third-party app that I'm using, because it's a different account than what I have normally.
Ah.
So I'm like, okay, let me get another third-party app so I can post pictures.
Mm-hmm.
It won't let me fucking rotate the picture. Or wait, I need to press edit first?
Eddie.
Oh,
jeez.
Eddie.
We're doing this on podcast.
Huzzah.
There we go.
There we go. And that'll be going on to Instagram, so please like and subscribe to our
Yes.
How do I rotate?
Like and subscribe to our Instagram.
It's not rotating.
I'm increasing the brightness. Wabow!
Wabow!
Wait, no, I'm not going to increase the brightness. That is
Come on, increase
doctrine.
With the brightness.
This really sucks.
All right, anyway, Eddie,
okay,
now,
Heffley, you're in charge of posting Instagram photos.
Yeah, I'm in charge of Instagram, I guess.
I am failing miserably. Miserably.
Okay, I'll keep it
So what's your story, Heffley?
Okay, so my story, an interesting thing. What, you don't got no segue into it?
Want me to play a sound effect?
Woo! No. Okay.
I got nothing.
I mean, you introduced...
Episode
you,
one.
You said...
Which
anyway.
Was good, because I would have completely forgotten about it, so, you know.
That's why I brought it
that's
up.
That's why
I
brought it up, because I knew.
You came in here guns blazing with something.
Oh, I know.
And I stopped
okay.
you.
Blaze away.
So... I went to this store with my cousin. It was called Tucson Games and Gadgets. I think it's called Tucson Games and Gadgets.
There you go.
Or wait, so is that the actual name, or are you guessing?
No, that is the actual name.
Okay.
It's Tucson Games and Gadgets. It's over here. It's on Broadway. It's
This is in Tucson, by the way.
And on Broadway. A very short street.
You should have went there first. Either way, no.
It was on Tucson and Broadway, isn't it?
I think it's it's on Tucson and Broadway.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's actually very, very close to here.
Oh, it's right next to where I work.
Yeah, so around there. In that little, it's like in a shopping center.
Is it where Laughs Comedy Club was? Does it?
No.
Is that next to Laughs?
No. Laughs is even further down.
Yeah, it is actually.
No. This is where it's like in the shopping center. What else is in there?
Is it where the tamale is?
There or something? No, there's an H&R Block in there.
Yeah, that's where the Laughs Comedy Club is, isn't it?
No.
In that same spot?
No.
Okay.
So it's between not in the same place. It's between Country Club and Tucson Boulevard.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's in the same area where they have like a sushi garden, a couple of artsy crafts.
Oh, wait. Is it next to my barbershop? It's probably next to my barbershop.
Or is it next to Labs? Are you sure? Because that's
maybe it is next to Labs.
Maybe it's next to Labs.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Obviously.
But either way.
Good story, bro.
It's a really... It's actually a really excellent place because...
yes, it's in the same shopping plaza as Labs.
Yeah.
So. Boom!
Oh,
boom.
Shut up. Okay?
Mr. GPS!
GPS!
But anyway, so my cousin...
Totally not close to the sushi garden. Don't listen to me. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, my cousin was showing it to me because he wants to start getting a Dungeons & Dragons group going. And so because I am actually a pretty avid Dungeons & Dragons player.
Are you?
Some call what you do playing.
I tend to
We call it a strange obsession.
I was kicked out of a
shenanigans.
This is a random story. I was kicked out of a Dungeons & Dragons group one time because I rode a dead body down the flight of stairs. A dead spider body down a flight of stairs.
And why was that kicked out? That sounds amazing.
Because they were prudish. And so I kept
old
going.
School
prudish. No, yeah. So I kept going. So they were all playing.
Already alienating people.
Yes!
As I was playing... I was like, you know what? Like, they're all fighting this giant spider, and I'm just sitting around doing nothing because I'm a sneak thief. And I was like, you know what I should do? I should steal the fangs off of the spider. So Yes. So I said, I'm going to try to steal the spider fangs because my sneak is really high. And my thieving is very high. And they were like, all right, roll to see if you do it. Rolled a nat 20. And I was like, boom!
Not only did it happen...
He stole the spider's fangs.
Not only did he steal the fangs, but he also did... and slung back into the shadows.
You should see, I have a recording of one of our Dungeons & Dragons games, where at the end of it, it's just totally like... We circumvented literally every single fight in the game, like, on accident. We just bumbled through it and then circumvented all of the fighting. It was awesome. But anyway.
You're a DM's worst nightmare, aren't you?
Yes. Yes. Every dungeon master hates me.
Including me.
Including you. Oh, that's even better.
No, remember, yeah, Ace is McGeebicus.
That was great. Call of Cthulhu, I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. There's a crazy man running in the street. Kill him.
No! You don't do that!
He's initiating the story. I don't care. Kill him. I'm going to go to the store, buy a gun, and then kill him.
Anyway. I'm sorry.
You're bringing up some terrible memories. Just to tell the damn story.
Talk about Tucson.
So, Tucson Games and Gadgets. It's actually a very interesting place because they are focused on... Not just like games like Dungeons and Dragons and things like that, but they also have a lot of awesome board games over there. And they have a section where you can try out these board games. So they have a bunch of display games that you can pull off of the shelf and you can actually play the games. So that's where we were introduced into this, what the hell is it called? It's simply a train game. Okay, I don't remember what it's called. I think it's called like Across the USA or something like that. But you collect these cards and you go through this, you're basically building your tracks across the United States and everything. And then people can block you from building your tracks between two points. So then you have to go and take a huge detour. It's actually a lot funner than it sounds because it's more strategizing than anything.
Sim Train, the real game.
Yeah, so basically, like, you get, like, these things, so, like, imagine, like, you're like, okay, you want to go from, you get a card that says you need to go from Miami to New York, alright, and then you need to build your track along there, And when you get from Miami to New York, you get X amount of points. Hmm. And then each track that you put down, each section of track that you lay down, you get points for those as well. And then if you have multiple cards, so say you want to go from, you have another card that says you go from like Houston to Kansas City. And then it, what you would do is you could try to build from Miami to Houston to Kansas City to New York in order to get, link it all together, and then you get all of the points.
Oh, okay.
So you can do things like that, but then people can block you. So they can, there's a section, so like any section point between two cities, if there's a section of rail there, and they lay down that section of rail, you cannot lay down a section of rail there.
That sounds like total ass.
Yeah, no, it's actually
so they
pretty
so great. They try out games like that there.
Yeah,
and then and that's where you're gonna do a D&D group eventually, or
yep, that's where they actually have postings up on the wall. So like with D&D groups, so like anybody who's looking for players or dungeon masters or anything, there's a section like a wall like right in the front door is a bulletin board with all of these postings of people who are looking for Dungeons and Dragons games.
You know, I think I've been here before. Right,
you must have been
2 years ago when I well 3 years ago now when I started playing with Wally's group, the Grips Gaming.
Yeah,
I was going. I was going Tuesday nights to the Grips group and Thursday nights to a group that they were doing. They were doing D&D.
Yeah,
over there, and I only went for about 4 days when I was like I can't do both, and I chose Grips.
Yeah,
and I've been going, and that was at a Hats Shop. Hats, an episode of the Front Row Geeks podcast interview. Look it up. So I've been going to that shop for almost done gaming, but yeah, that place is pretty cool.
Nice.
I've been there before. But I can't go to everywhere. Sometimes you just gotta choose a spot and call it home.
I know. I really like that place because they got the you know the games that you can try out. And then the store owner, he's actually very nice, like an incredibly nice person. He comes over and he showed us how to play the game, and he you know explained all the.
Over my pants. God,
no.
Damn it.
Definitely get away from his crotch now.
What the fuck, dude? Hold on. This is Instagram. Hold on.
Instagram.
Hold on. Oh, we're going to Instagram my face here.
that pretty much was your face.
Hold on.
That's pretty good.
We gotta go back and take another photo. That's my face. Instagram.
Good job. Hashtag Instagram.
Instagram, this is so cool. That's what the kids are doing these days.
Yeah, hashtag.
Oh my God. Hashtag what?
hashtag what? My face wasn't near that guy's crotch. I keep spacing, but I can't.
Stop spacing.
Space away.
That.
Not in a hashtag.
So,
how do you spell crotch? C R O T C H.
And now we go to Front Row Geeks, the grammar
scrotch. But no, I really.
No,
I really,
not scotch, crotch!
Damn spell check. I mean,
I really,
autocorrect.
I really enjoy, though, the places like that. Like places where people are incredibly friendly, they're very nice, you know, like they know what they're doing. I like those places.
I know a couple like them, so.
Yeah.
So this is where I come up as the bad host, because I've been traveling the last month. I've done nothing cool in town.
Excuses?
Excuses. Yeah, sorry.
Let's talk about the barrio.
I was just good about to mention that, because it's either going to be talk about the barrio.
Or let's talk about Kelsey's house.
Or we can talk about Baghdad, Arizona.
Ooh.
That's where I've been.
Bombs over Baghdad.
No. That's where I work.
Not that Baghdad.
No, I work there right now.
Anyway.
Okay, I won't lie. I won't lie. When you first said, I'm in Baghdad right now,
yeah.
I'm like, what the hell are you doing in Iraq?
Iraq, Arizona.
I don't.
It's hot as hell.
I don't immediately specify which bag I'm talking about, just so I can see that reaction.
Yeah,
so.
And that was my reaction.
I spent
it was
the
pretty
whole
much
last month in
pretty,
Iraq.
Pretty much Heffley's face is like.
And that way, I'm just like
hold on, Instagram.
and that way, I can
hold
just
on,
go
this
like
time
so.
I can use the actual camera. You
there
know,
you go.
Oh,
there,
oh yeah.
And really, that way, I can do the.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect. Hashtag WTF Baghdad.
Baghdad, Arizona. You don't know? You don't know?
No, I didn't, actually. I know now.
It's so underground, you guys.
It's so underground.
It is. Like, why Arizona?
It's pretty... Why? Wait, I don't know.
There's a city here.
I know, but where is that again?
Really?
Close
to W-Y...
W-H-Y. Really? Yeah. Y, Arizona.
And Surprise, Arizona, too.
Yeah, there's Surprise, Arizona.
Surprise!
I had to get past the Surprise to get to Baghdad.
You have to get past the Surprise to get to Baghdad.
Yeah.
Hot diggity.
It's always Surprise, Arizona.
Arizona. Surprise, Arizona. Why, Arizona?
Baghdad.
Arizona. Whoever made the names for Arizona, what the hell, man?
Hey.
At least it's not, like, butt.
You know, there are different places. Like, you've been through...
Have you been through New Mexico?
Have you been through New Mexico?
Arizona?
New Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico.
You know, the state of New Mexico.
Oh, just Mexico, but fresher?
They have a town there called Truth and Consequences.
Yes, I do know about it. I do. And I'm wondering, isn't there a show based on that, too?
Old school show? That's what it was. There was a show called Truth and Consequences,
yeah. and they filmed it.
Yeah, they filmed it in that town, and then it was some other town, and then they changed the name to Truth and Consequences. Wow. It's in the middle of fucking nowhere, though.
As is Baghdad.
Nobody visits Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
Frank Geeks would like to let everyone know in the Truth and Consequences, New Mexico, that we are in no way or shape or form ruining your beautiful home. I'm sure it's wonderful.
It's really cool.
It's really awesome.
We'll probably go there. At least the three people
that live there probably.
Hey guys, did you know we're number one in Friend Trip and Consequences?
What?
Yeah! We're number one!
Because literally, as we were, because I drove through it, and as I was driving through it, all I saw were a couple of trailers on a cliff.
So one was Truth and one was Consequences?
And the other one was Anne.
The fact that they're on the cliff is the definition of Truth and Consequences.
Yeah.
All it takes is one bad storm.
So while going to Baghdad, Arizona, I stayed in Wickenburg, Arizona, which is if you've been to Las Vegas, you know Wickenburg.
Yes. Yeah, you know.
Wickenburg. I traveled through there once. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's actually a town outside the road.
Really?
Yeah. There's actually a town that's not the road that takes you to Las Vegas.
Really?
And it's very nice. It has a very good Chinese food restaurant.
Whoa.
And
interesting.
Whenever we go
to Front Row Geeks, you know, Front Row Geeks in Las Vegas, we have to stop there.
We do. Ooh, absolutely.
And just have Chinese Geeks in Las Vegas.
I like this line.
Drunk as shit.
which ideally is just the most northern point of our network.
That is true.
Who's in Vegas?
No one.
But
we want to do a show more north than Las Vegas. Hey, we have my godbrother.
Well, that's true. Well, what about California?
Why? They got their own market.
Yeah, that's true.
California is a market. California.
Yeah. Like, the most we would do is San Diego, but do they really
need us? What about Denver?
I don't know about Denver.
Too much weed.
Denver's
not enough weed. We could use more of that here.
Too much. See, the whole United States could use more of that, but that's political discussion.
That's a political discussion. That's not geeky.
What about you guys? It's family.
Which is that?
Other Eddie?
No. What? No.
Hi, this is Eddie here, and this is Other Eddie.
My people are affected by the drug war.
No. He had, okay.
Jesus.
Gotcha. No.
Now we're going into ethnics.
Has a cousin named Eddie.
Yeah.
You really do have a cousin?
He's called Other Eddie.
Really?
Actually, yeah. I'm technically Other Eddie because I was born second.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We've been living with Other Eddie this entire time, and we didn't even notice.
I'm not OG,
what
man.
What the hell, dude?
I'm not OG.
Not OG? Oh, man.
So, yeah. So
this whole thing's a lie!
So, I've basically just been mostly traveling for me, but I will do my homework, and I will look up something cool.
Tell us about your travels.
Yeah,
it's
why
mining.
Not?
It's mining.
Okay.
I work in the mining industry.
Oh, by the way, I don't think I texted you. Apple does have a battery backup charger.
Damn it!
It's $30.
Not a backup charger. I need something that...
It's a charger that you can plug into your MacBook, and it charges the batteries in the MacBook.
Oh, and it's only $30?
Yeah.
Well, some of them.
Oh, we're talking about this because I need that for when I'm in the middle
okay.
of the mine.
Okay.
Because my job has me going on like drills in the middle of a mining pit.
Yeah.
Well, drills and other equipment and like programming them and configuring them so they work with our system, which is yeah. complicated in and of itself. And yes, oftentimes I run into a situation where my battery's dead and it takes me 30 minutes to get back to the office to plug it into something. Yeah.
So, you know how cell phones have backup battery packs or like little backup batteries? Well, Apple has the same thing for their MacBooks.
So now I can plug into this battery, this backup, I can plug in my MacBook into it like I was plugging anything else.
Yeah.
And it'll charge my MacBook?
Yep.
Or keep it going longer at least?
Yep.
Yes, then I need to buy one of those.
$30.
Yes,
Damn it, I would have had you buy it for me and paid you back.
I have no money.
Yeah, we don't make money yet.
We don't make money yet.
I wouldn't have been able to do
not
that.
Yet.
Hey, we need support, guys. Wink,
please,
wink.
Please
no,
click on the support.
We don't have a donate button yet.
We don't have a donate
button.
And I don't think we've earned it yet.
No, we haven't earned it yet.
Oh, come on.
One day we will.
We've earned it.
Okay, even if someone donated $5 to us, what the hell would we do with it?
Put it towards a gaming computer fund.
See, but you still end up not having
to
money to buy
me
a battery
pack. Only member of this group, a gaming computer, the only member who doesn't have one, a gaming,
hey, I'm building
gaming
one.
Computer.
I'm building the football. That's happening, remember?
Yeah.
So,
but you're using parts from your gaming computer.
Yeah, too. But that's...
Well,
so.
That'd be so...
So?
I actually kind of want a gaming laptop.
We'll make it work.
Yeah,
work. But I'll eventually get that
so,
myself.
I mean,
anyway.
So I work in mines, and I mean mines are sexy.
Why do I keep eating these?
Yeah,
you're. I don't know. You're
those.
The one that was mentioning before we even started that on Splatter Popcorn.
Heffley is
yeah,
eating jelly beans.
Splatter Popcorn Jelly Bellies. Yeah. I'm just eating them.
And
he's
the,
just like, oh, you're terrible.
You're so disappointing.
I can't.
Which
reminds
me. Which reminds me. Have we tell them where we're recording from?
Oh no.
Yeah.
So this is our first recording in our office space at Rail Yard,
yeah,
which is in Tucson, Arizona.
It's a beautiful, beautiful place. I'm actually going to Instagram the room now.
And we'll take the opportunity to thank Rail Yard for letting us be here.
Absolutely.
I don't know if they listen to the podcast yet, but we'll thank them.
We'll thank them. Why not?
It's a gorgeous room.
Actually,
it's a very nice place.
This week, hopefully, if I get back from Baghdad in time.
And that's Baghdad, Arizona, everyone.
Baghdad, Arizona. I'm going to be interviewing somebody from here. So
that'd be awesome.
I'm not sure what her official title is, but she's basically like the account manager here, I guess.
Superintendent, maybe.
Maybe
hashtag
she's the one person that we talk to like sign the forms and like that and like get us a spot. So.
Oh, okay.
So she's gonna be on the podcast at some point. So.
That'd be nice.
Oh man, I'm gonna like randomly confuse my Instagram for this Instagram.
Did you wait a minute? Are you telling me that you Instagrammed your Instagram?
No.
No.
Doesn't that like
I just Instagrammed the office onto Front Row Geeks Instagram.
Very nice.
But I was like, eventually later on, I'll have an Instagram and I'll be like, oh, this isn't Front Row Geeks.
It's gonna be a picture of you getting dead drunk, isn't it?
Oh, probably.
Probably. That's
probably,
totally okay.
Probably a picture of my dog. Going
just
like,
try to incorporate
some. Where the hell's that squeaky noise coming through? Because I'm still tormenting him with that.
At least try to incorporate something geeky while you're drinking, and then it's totally fine.
Call of Duty?
Like, sure.
Yeah. That's geeky-ish.
Yeah, that's fine with me. Yeah.
Right?
It's
the cool side of geeky-ish.
Before you start, I'm about to sneeze. No, I'm okay. So, since Baghdad, Arizona is really boring.
Absolutely, I'm sure.
Yes.
And talking about my job is just going to get me angry, so we won't.
We don't want to do that. Don't get angry, please.
All right.
Let's instead talk about us being local in the sense that even though it's months away from now, we are going to have a booth at Tucson Comic Con.
Yes.
We're going to do that. We're going to do a bunch of shit.
Yes.
Awesome shit. Awesome shit there.
What are we going to do there?
One of the things is...
William, you're going to be our main event there, basically.
Really?
Well,
we're
streaming's main event.
We're going to be the streaming main
oh,
event.
Oh!
I'm going to be the streaming main event.
We should have tournaments.
Yeah.
Of what?
We can do a hell we want.
Of what?
The original Super Smash Brothers.
Like old school... Do you have the 64 for that?
I have a 64.
Do you have the game?
No.
Well, luckily, I know the guy.
I
know a guy that knows a
guy.
That's that. We got that. That sounds amazing, actually, the original.
Yeah,
movie.
We're going to do
the
as
original.
Much streaming as we can
absolutely.
While we're there.
It's going to be
before
great.
Meta Knight comes around and ruins it for everybody.
Roy's our boy.
Meta Knight's my favorite character, but everybody gets so pissed off when I use him because they're like, oh, my God, Meta Knight is just like...
So we'll be streaming a bunch of stuff, so you'll be able to catch us away
awesome.
From the con, but you can also join us. You can get on camera.
Yeah,
join
get
us
on camera.
Stream.
We'll have a
play
cam.
With us.
We'll have a camera. We'll have people playing with us.
Play with our joysticks.
Games. That's what. No, 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 no. That's what we should do. We should have people stream. Like, so we're running the booth, and then people come in and stream, like, live.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah, see, there we go.
Who are you?
And then...
All right, come on in.
Yeah.
We're gonna have some goodies to give away, hopefully. We'll figure that out. If you happen to be there and you're new to us, we'll be having some multimedia there, so you can listen to our best ofs, you know, get a feel for who we are. And be able to meet us too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
We'll be cosplaying.
I'll probably take those days off then.
There you go. It's November 6, 7, 8.
We be cosplaying.
Why not?
As
well. I have no. Yeah, I don't know.
My body type. Who I be cosplayer as? Rotound.
I don't know. You know who you should be? Because I was thinking about it.
What's that guy that's driving the bus in the beginning of Borderlands?
Oh, that is something. I didn't think about that.
Oh, Marcus.
Marcus. You could totally be Marcus.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was actually thinking, what's his face for Mad Max? The bad guy with the white hair.
Oh.
Imitin' Joe?
Yeah. I was thinking of not trying that.
That guy?
Whoa.
That was badass. I was going to try that. If you don't do it, I'm going to try it.
At least it's better than, what's his name? The People Eater. And he's gonna cosplay as the People Eater from Mad Max.
I actually don't know who that is.
The really freaking morbidly obese guy who ate people.
No.
The People Eater.
No.
From the original Mad Max.
I don't remember. No,
yeah.
No.
Either way, you probably blocked it.
I can
out of
be
your
Joe.
Mind because
I'm
part.
Gonna be Joe. If
no,
you're not
yeah, that'd
be
cool. No, I wouldn't be Joe. I'm gonna find something cool.
I'm gonna be Joe.
I'll find something cool. I just don't know what.
I'm just gonna be like.
It's either Joe.
Who am I gonna be? You cannot be Joe without an awesome bitchin' car.
I have my truck.
You got a truck. You don't have a bitchin' car.
Yeah, but whatever I mean.
You don't have four engines mounted to the sides of your trucks that supplies, like, insane.
Maybe I would if I lived in the post-apocalypse.
Dude, I would love to make Mad Max cars. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be awesome.
Just driving around with Mad Max. Like, fucking,
you know what,
like,
our budget
engines?
Is already for FRG?
I'm coming out upon this on my own terms.
All right, buddy.
I will eventually have a Mad Max car.
There you go.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, you can join us at TCC in like 3 months.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely do that.
TCC at the TCC.
Be really fun.
Yeah, TCC at the TCC. It is, yeah, Tucson Comic Con at the Tucson Convention Center. TCC, TCC.
Oh, but I would love to
We're
going to
call it
booth.
TCC squared.
Yeah.
Why haven't they thought of that yet?
I don't know!
We should write our senators.
Should write our senators that, you know what, you should call it. TCC squared.
Oh my god, yes!
Why?
You're hired as a marketing director.
Literally everywhere there's a
Front Row Geeks get in for free.
See, that works literally everywhere there's a Comic-Con, though, because if you think about it, the Phoenix Comic-Con is at the Phoenix Convention Center. The PCC,
so PCC
at
squared.
The PCC.
PCC
yeah.
squared.
PCC squared. Or the San Diego Comic-Con, which is at the San Diego Convention Center.
Still, they're not using it, so they should.
Yeah, they should. Yeah. So we'll be the first
Comic-Con,
to do it.
Get on this.
Come on now. This is awesome stuff. We're naming your conventions for you.
Yeah, I know.
It's not free, everybody.
It's not free.
They're obviously going to have to pay for royalties.
One
copyright.
Up, like
copyright trademark.
I like how you're leaning back when your microphone's over here.
It's all right. My voice carries.
I guess according to the bars, it sort of does.
Yes. Yeah,
okay, fine.
Hold on. How loud?
Whoa now. Whoa now.
Okay. Oh, that's not that loud.
All right, guys. So we're already pushing almost 45 minutes here. So I think we're going to wrap this up.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
So
let's wrap it up.
Anybody want to plug anything before we should call this a day?
Our streams.
So tomorrow night, since it looks like you're not going to be able to do it. Because
I'm going to Baghdad, Arizona.
Woo!
So it looks like Heffley and I are probably going to be doing a Sunday night streaming, and it looks like we're going to be doing
Mega Man 1 or 2.
I think we should, if we're going to do it right, we should start with the first.
Yeah.
And then move on every...
Mega Man, too.
I really suck at Mega Man, so this is going to be fun.
It's going to be great, yeah.
I actually think I used to be good at Mega Man, now I'm not.
No, I'm awful at Mega Man. Mega Man is the reason why Super Metroid is my favorite One of my favorite video games.
That's a robot person I can use.
Yeah, I loved Mega Man. I loved playing, you know, playing the games and everything, but I sucked at it so bad that I never got anywhere. And then Super Metroid, I was just like, oh, this is great. I can play Super Metroid, and I can go all over the place, and I can do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't die constantly because I... Look,
if you see this point to this point, I can actually jump there.
Yay!
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So that is the difference.
That's going to be Sunday.
And now Monday, we actually, as of last week, officially started
Dark Souls Monday.
And Mackenzie is amazing.
That was fun.
Mackenzie is amazing. Please watch her. And then, of course, we have nothing going on Tuesdays and Wednesdays
yet. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
We're hoping to get something soon. Thursdays, of course.
Palazzo.
It's Palazzo Stream Night, which is now the official name. I just thought of it. It's PST. Palazzo Stream Time.
Nice.
And
you should open up like that, like what, like a radio DJ, like what's up? It's now 7 PST.
It's now 8 PST. It's Palazzo Stream Time.
Yeah, there you go. Get your radio voice.
We need to get the producer on that. That's going to be amazing. Friday nights, of course, it's still David in his streams, depending on whatever.
Mostly RPGs. But one day we'll get Borderlands in there again.
When I'm not in Baghdad.
I wasn't he supposed to do Borderlands last week?
Yeah, but I wasn't there, and everyone else couldn't do it.
Oh, okay. So did he do Legend of Legaia?
He probably did.
Okay,
I didn't watch it.
Poor David.
Not for the lack of trying. It was an emergency situation, but it was not. We love you, David.
Sort of.
Hey,
they sidestep kind of.
Let it be known that I'm okay with you,
and that's saying something.
That's saying something.
Well, I'm still waiting for him. Well, I haven't posted last week's episode yet. A week ago we recorded a podcast. I still haven't posted that yet.
We'll get to it, I'm sure.
That was an interesting podcast.
That was
podcast.
Amazing.
So maybe if I'm diligent enough, I'll post both one of them tonight and the other one tomorrow. If
time permits.
Just bother me.
After we see
Facebook and let me do it.
I will do that.
Okay.
Sounds amazing.
Because otherwise life will...
I will post pictures to Instagram to remind us.
Excellent. Yes.
Right.
All right. Or in that case, everybody, thank you for. I almost said watching.
Thanks for watching, guys.
Awesome. Thanks for listening to FRG Weekly Number One. I don't think I'm gonna say the episode numbers for these. I'm just saying, walking the FRG.
We're episode one.
Or this is episode one.
But other places say the episode name sometimes. This is FRG One. FRG Weekly One.
FRGW1?
No. Just say FRG
one.
Weekly. Episode 1 slash...
slash...
Production code 004.
With friends.
Thank you for listening to FRG Weekly Episode 1. Catch y'all later.
Laters.
Where's the stop button?
This has been a presentation of Front Row Geeks. Adios.